All right, and that would mean it is God, Wu's turn. Okay, so Wu gets on the comms. He's like, "Mr. S, I think I can take the shot. They're pretty close though. You want me to take it?"
You just see a small thumbs up from my dead body.
Carrion like pauses, putting on the suit and stuff, is like, take the shot.
Okay, if I hit Higgs by accident, it's your fault. And he does not.
Fuck yeah.
But his shot is
Oh my
fruit.
god.
God, that was terrible damage.
All right, so
but he hits it.
he nicks the
That
thing.
do
He
anything
doesn't.
to
Yeah, he definitely hits it. And then yeah, so there's like a pause, and then he's like, "Well, I hit it." Okay, so the robot leans over, and you see it like put one of its claws around each of the people and pick them up, and then
Does it just like
turn.
crush their pelvises picking them up? Is it just like
No, though
Drat.
it's not making any effort to be like gentle with them, but it doesn't crush them either.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, it picks them up
You gotta
and.
get hard, Adam. More West Marches for you.
And it starts to move towards one of the exits. It's heading for the exit over here. That's
Well, it'll take 10 turns, right?
it just came in. It will take several turns, yes. It'll take probably 5 turns for it to get there, maybe less because it's faster than y'all. Okay, Piani, you want to try grabbing it again?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to grab that shit again.
Okay.
I'm actually glad that he didn't just pick up something into the air that's holding my lifeless body so that I fall to the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that
It's just
roll.
a chain. Like, he picks up the robot. The robot's holding you. You're holding a small dog. The dog has a mouse in its mouth.
Yeah. It would have been bad.
You all fall and take 47
But I
damage.
really want the fucking Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Prosper, what do you want to do?
Oh, I'm going to take another shot.
All right, do it.
Up on the arrows. 2-hit roll. Oh god, it didn't duplicate it. Okay, so
it's just plus five. There's a
Yeah.
regular
Plus five.
roll. This
D20
two
plus
hit
five.
short, and it just asks you for one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or
Two
just 20
zero.
plus four.
Anyways, what? I don't know what happened. That should have been a 10, but I don't give a shit. No, it should have been a 9. Yeah,
All
that's
right.
fine.
So fire
Prosper
another.
is sucking it.
All right. So you keep hammering through shots.
Prosper
No.
mutters under his breath. I'm glad Miss Mesa is unconscious for this.
Yeah.
We're the best. We are the best.
Zoo does over. Okay. Fantastic shooting as always, Steven. Mr. Sakarian.
How long does it take me to put my suit on? Grab my
Make a
drink.
dexterity test for me. It's two
Is
D
that
six plus
D8?
your
Okay.
two D six plus your dex bonus.
Cool.
Fucking nothing. You have it on already.
It's like Iron Man where he like opens the briefcase and steps in and it's just like
No, it's high tech armor. There's definitely a degree of that. Like when it's in stasis
Yeah.
mode, you can just like open it with your remote or whatever, and it just cracks open like a shell, and you step in and it closes around you, and you just have to tighten stuff.
Then I come stomping out of the ship and I see the robot carrying him off, and I'm going to move towards it as best I can while also taking a shot at it.
Okay, well you won't have time to do both getting out there and shooting at it, but you can definitely get into good shot range this turn and then shoot.
Yeah, that's what I do then. I
Okay.
just come stomping out in the armor with the plasma cannon.
Shit's real now. Okay.
Plasma projector.
So from the ship to where it is, you are, I'm gonna say 6 rounds, so you're 240 meters from it. Yeah.
Meters? 240 meters?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the range on this is only 100, I guess.
Is it 100 and something, or is it?
It's 50 and 100.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you'll have to get closer to it.
Then I just keep running towards it.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, Higgs, you continue
Negative
bleeding.
two.
You got 8 rounds left. Okay, Wu. Wu's gonna take another shot. God, you guys are lucky. All right. So this may or may not kill it. We'll see. Oh yeah,
Oh
Wu takes
yeah.
it out. Okay.
Awesome.
So yeah, with a final shot, yeah, Wu just spears the thing on this like giant ass laser, and it explodes like the rest. by now, fire suppression systems have, like, come on, and from the catwalk, there are, like, sprays of fire retardant foam just, like, shooting out all over the deck where there's fires. And there's, like, an alarm going off in the hangar. It's like, warning, fire detected. But other than that, like, you guys have a safe path back to the ship. So it gets blown up, and it drops Higgs and Miss Mesa on the deck. And they're lying there bleeding. And it'll take a while for Sicarian, even at top speed, to run over there, pick them up, and drag them back to the ship.
I guess I see them on the ground then, and know to go grab a Lazarus patch and then go out and get...
Yeah, I mean, I'm running over to them as soon as
the
danger is over.
Okay, so you run back up onto the ship, Sicarian, on your...
Yeah, list. Seeing that the robot's dead, and
okay.
I see that they're
I'm going to still go in initiative order, because every tick counts for them bleeding out. So, Piani, you're still more or less over, like, the fire, and Higgs, and Miss Mesa lying on the ground. What do you want to do?
But the robot, at this point, like, the threat's been immobilized. And
yeah, the threat is them bleeding to death now. Not so much the robot, yeah.
So what would be faster for me to get down? To put the crane over the swan song and slide down, or to just go down from where I'm at? And
The crane is the fastest way to move around the room because there's no obstructions. You can move there directly, and it moves a lot faster than you can run.
Carries them to the ship. Picks them up in the crane.
I mean, could I actually pick both of them up in the crane?
Don't waste time, Piani.
It depends on how well you roll, but yes, it is theoretically possible.
All right, well, you know, as I just came back from life and I'm seeing double and, like,
you're
you
all
know,
adrenaline day.
Like, the whole world is basically a negative film reel, you know, like, nothing, but I'll go for it anyway.
Role en douze.
Okay. Mm. So, I think, yeah, you like, come down and it lands around them. And then he starts to pick them up and then grabs nothing.
Yeah, and
like
then
it closes above them.
Ugh.
All right. So, Prosper, you just want to run towards them? Full speed?
Yep, full speed.
Okay, so Mr. Sicarian, you run back onto the ship. Now, are there Lazarus patches on the ship? Like, does someone in their inventory have them?
Yeah, we did.
There's a couple in someone's room.
All right.
I know that we had them on board when Kovacs was there.
But yeah, they were his, right? He bought them. They're on his character sheet.
But it's not like we threw those out when he died.
No, they're on the ship. They're probably in the medical.
I don't know how many we had is the only thing.
At least 1,000.
We have at least one, and that's all that matters right now. Well, you have two.
We had like 10 of them.
Yeah, you can't. Don't just pull the number out of your ass. You look at that's fine.
Look, I'm looking at the sheet right now. It says 10 Lazarus.
Mr. Sicarian, roll a dex check for me. If you can get a 7 or better, you can get one this turn.
There's two.
Okay. Bam. All right. So, yeah, you remember where they ended up after the whole Victor debacle, and you get to them, grab them, and then...
This is Tom Cruise level panic run, by the way. Like, this is very panic run.
That's a good panic run.
He's the best panic run actor in all of Hollywood.
Okay. Higgs and Miss Mesa lose another hit point, bleeding out on the deck. Wu gets over the comms and is like, there's nothing left to shoot. What do I do now?
Over the comms, I say, prepare the ship for... Well, no, I say, remain vigilant. We have more to do.
Vigilance. Okay, got it.
Is there any way you can shut down communications with the ship and the hamburger helper? Shut it down now.
Hamburger helper?
What's the name of the Herodon's heart?
This ship is called the Herodon.
I like Hamburger Helper a lot, though.
Yeah, actually, every spaceship in the whole universe is named after a ship now. Swan Song, now it's called the Swan Surprise.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I say shut down comms with the Herodon's heart.
He's like, yeah, okay, I'll use the Swan Song's communication equipment to shut down the communication system on a battleship. A Fotenhauer battleship, controlled by artificial intelligence. That sounds like a great plan. I'm totally capable of doing that.
Get cocky with me, Wu. You can roll a 12.
He's like, so he comes back in the comm and you can hear like keyboard clattering. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm doing it now.
You're just hitting the keyboard. Don't be stupid.
This goes on for some time.
Yeah. Assume that during all the rest of your turns, this is happening.
Yeah.
So there are no more robots. Piani, would you like to make another attempt?
I feel like I just need to get back down. Like, I don't think there's any way I can get to them before to use biostasis. But I have a question about biostasis.
Yes.
Because it says, with a touch, the biosonic may restore the life of a being that has been dead for no more than 1 hour.
Yeah.
So even if he's...
Yes, even if they bleed out.
Then I can still restore him.
Yes.
So honestly, at this point, I don't even care.
There's a test to make, right?
For him to revive.
So biosonics, biostasis, it has 100% chance of success if it's used within 3 rounds of death. Degrading by 25% chance for each round thereafter.
And then after the point in which they are...
Well, so, okay, what are you looking at for the 1 hour thing?
I was looking at the character sheets. If you scroll down on the character sheets...
I think the character sheet has a different version of it than the book. That's fine. Use the one from your sheet. So whatever it says, then that's fine. Do you have to make a roll?
It just says, with a touch, you bring them back to restore the life of being who has been dead for no more than 1 hour.
Excellent. Okay.
Targets revive with one hit point and regains consciousness. The target must receive medical attention for their injuries within 1 hour of revival or die again.
Perfect. Okay. Well, then that's the deal. You got an hour.
It obviously does not work on anyone who's been utterly torn apart or disintegrated.
No disintegration.
Or anyone who's died of poison, disease, or old age. So there we go.
Or fell down some stairs.
Or fell downstairs.
That ship sailed.
Okay. Wait a second. We have to go back.
We got
to
go back.
Shit, you guys.
I'm not even going to say that. I'll tell you guys later.
It's not worth it. We need to keep going.
Okay. Yeah, restore life, one hit point, yada yada yada. Oh, I see. And okay, so this is a modified version of it. I like this one better. It just costs you more, and you take strain, and so do they. Okay, cool. Yeah, so if you just want to like climb down from here, you could try and do that.
Admitting defeat. I want to. Can I kick the crane game before I climb down the ladder?
Will that be physically
exerting myself, Adam?
No, but
can I just give me like a.
The fastest route from where you are to them would be to climb down the crane arm, like just extend it and climb down.
Right. That was my plan from the beginning, but
that's the fastest route from here to the floor.
Then that's what I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Make a make an athletics check.
Get those las patches ready, ladies and gentlemen.
There'll be a pile of three soon.
All right. So I'm going to be in a negative one on this one, and boom, six.
Okay, so it's just slow going. You don't slip and fall off of the crane, but it takes some time to like climb down. And you're like holding on to cables and stuff.
So I wanted to be cool and just slide down it, but like I jump on it and then I realize it's not going to be that easy.
Like, this is a big drop.
And I'm like, Okay. Good thing with Sebasis not around to see this.
Yeah, good thing she was unconscious for all the times we weren't being the best ever. Okay, well, now that you have an hour for that stuff, we don't have to work too hard on keeping track of individual time. So why don't whoever wants to make the Lazarus patch roll, let's make that happen. So you meet Piani, do you wanna use your power on both of them?
I mean, I don't know how the rest of the session's gonna go. If we have the last patch available, you have to make a roll for it, or it's not just a use?
Yeah, remember we had to do it last
time.
That's why you're it's a tech medical.
Use the last patch.
That's okay. The thing, the reason why you might not want to do it is that your system strain will be 6 after this, which is pretty high. And you already have system strain from bio healing yourself, right? Bio healing. Good.
I do, in fact.
Yeah, you should have, what was it, Psychic Succor?
Yeah, I have.
You have one already?
I have one already. And then isn't system strain, what is it, 3 for this? So I'd be at
it's
4.
Three, it's, no, no, it's 3 for you and 3 for the target, and there's 2 targets. So you'd be at 7 after that.
Wait, I thought that means.
Yeah, look at the very
I end. Thought no, but I thought that means that it just means that the target gets 3 and the psychic gets 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Higgs will get 3, and then you'll get 3, and then you use it again on Miss Mesa. She'll get 3. You'll get 3.
Who said I was going to use it on Miss Mesa?
That's fine. I assumed you were going to heal both of them, but that was.
We have a Laz patch.
Save Miss Mesa. We don't need Higgs.
Anyway, so this is just a moment of decision making.
Wait, system strain. Explain if I hit a certain number, then it becomes permanent. And
so it's how much like psychic forced healing your body can take. And the way that it works is, let me take a look here. It builds up and it takes a really long time to get rid of. I'm just going to control F. Here we go. System strain. So it's equal to your unaugmented constitution score. And every 24 hours without any biopsionic activity decreases system strain by 1 point. And then what it does, let me take a look.
So when I hit 12, I've hit my max.
Yeah, and it either means you can't take any more, or
I thought that isn't there like a permanent system strain?
Yeah, there's like a thing. But it's also relevant to how much cybernetics you can have. That's neat. Oh yeah, so you can't benefit from biopsionics if your strain is already maxed. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And but there's situations where you can earn permanent system strain.
I think so. I'll look it up on the.
Okay.
On the break.
I was just curious. Okay.
I think that has more to do with.
Well, let me heal Higgs first.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. Let me heal Higgs. Maybe someone should use the last patch on the chickie.
Okay.
On Miss Mesa.
Okay, so you're gonna use. Somebody's gonna use the last patch on her, and you're gonna use your power. Or do you want to use power first, or how do you want to do it?
I'm gonna use my power on Higgs.
Okay, so Higgs, you're restored with 1 hit point. You take 3 system strain.
Okay.
And we basically have to put Higgs in the medical bay immediately.
Yep.
So I'm at 3 hit points, you said?
You're at 1, but you have 3 system strain.
Okay. And how do I get rid of that again? Just
don't get healed. Don't get healed by psionics and then rest a full day without it, and then you'll get 1 back. So it's going to take you at least 3 days, as long as you don't take any more.
It mostly happens in space.
Yeah, mostly.
Gotcha.
Okay, so now somebody wants to use a Lazarus patch on Miss Mesa?
I guess I pull up alongside her.
Okay.
What I roll?
It's going to be medicine.
Tech medical?
Yeah.
I have at least 0. One. I have 0 in tech medical.
Oh, if you're right there, then I'd slap it on your hand.
All right. Well, I wasn't good at the crane game. Let's see if I can aim this patch as I see all up in 5.
Okay. Rounds action to trigger.
No, it takes a -1.
Yeah, so you can do it again, but yeah, you got a -1 on the next attempt. Okay.
Yeah.
And each one of these takes a round, too, so she's at minus. She's got 4 rounds to live now after all that other stuff. So, make another attempt. There you go. Okay. Nice. All right. So, she's stabilized at 0. She's basically in a medical coma. You need to get both of them on the ship fucking ASAP.
I say we came back because we believed we needed her to talk to the captain. Is there any way we can get a comm with her and then we can go find the captain and link them up?
Well, she's unconscious, right?
Yeah, she's straight up knocked out.
Then we're going to have to do the best we can with what we got.
Can we grab her badge or something like that? Some identifying material so that the captain listens to us, ossuary? Ms. Mesa.
Yeah, I don't know. You just want to show it to him and be like, look.
We can. Yeah. It's just a question of whether or not it'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, just so that he's not like, okay, here are these random people, so that we're like, we were with Ms. Mesa, we had trouble.
We had dinner with this guy,
Yeah, I know, but she said that he would listen to her more. So if we said, yeah, we really meant to come here with her, but she's in a coma on the swan song. I don't know.
I think it's a good idea.
Monsieur Sicarian, would that work with a man of Monsieur Ossuary's, gravitas?
It's hard to tell. Right now his ship's being overtaken by a warlike AI. I mean, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Maybe he thinks everyone's out to get him. We need to move quick, though.
I agree. D'accord.
Okay. Onto the ship.
Oui.
And both of your unconscious friends into the medical bay.
I think I should stay here. I can still access. I can do everything I need to do from a computer from right here.
From where?
The swan song.
I mean, you guys aren't even on the swan song yet. You're like out on the deck. You've just stopped these guys from bleeding to death.
Well, I'm sorry. We want to bring them into the med bay and get them on.
Okay.
Get them back on the ship. Seal it. Do what you can to help Pi. She's being strangled, I believe, or yep. They are being strangled. Mr.
Right.
Prosper and I will go try to gather up the two characters that we need.
Okay. So you guys get back on the ship and get Higgs and Miss Mesa onto the only two, like, dock things that you have. And you don't have, like, automatic, like, equipment to take care of them or anything, but it'll keep them stable, basically, so you can get a real doctor on the ship, someone to take care of them. And the rest of you, yeah, you're just on the swan song. And when you get back on board, Pi comes on over the comms and is like, "Welcome back. What's going on?"
To me?
Just generally, like as you guys are getting on the ship and like getting everybody like strapped into the safety beds.
So I this is Pi.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
I put a hand on Piani's shoulder and I say, "Do we trust them?"
I think.
Wait.
What? I think
you're on the ship now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said get them to the ship, and then I looked at you and said, "We gotta go get the characters." And you just like walked back towards the ship, anyways.
Oh, I thought we all went on the ship and then.
No.
You had to help me take them to the medical bay. I mean, I'm not that awesome.
Mr. Wu could come out or something like that, but I'm trying to imagine, like, fire being put out, robots just got killed, and I'm like, we need to go get those characters right now. We just had a huge setback, and they're like, but first, Wu stays on the ship for unknown reasons, and we'll all just carry these people 700 feet, and then we'll go back to doing that really important thing to save a planet full of people's lives.
So let's reestablish where everybody is right
now.
So,
let's
do that.
Grosbear is very concerned about Pi. He would want to get onto the ship and try to make certain that Pi is safe. Before we go. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then Mr. Sakarian would nod and run off to go find these people, I guess, then.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, like, Sakarian, I toss you my second laser rifle.
It bounces off his shoulder. He has a fucking
rifle. Yeah, no, that's
seven
right.
Guns you, on his body right now.
You went and got your plasma rifle.
So, okay, there you go. So while that happens, like, Wu comes over and just, like, picks up the rifle and sort of sneaks away with it.
Disappears like, into the shadow.
Free guns, okay.
Wu likes guns.
Yeah, he's like, I was so good with that other one. I might as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so Prosper's on the ship. Piani, you're on the ship. I guess, is everybody on the ship except Mr. S? And Mr. S, you're going to...
Yeah. I mean, if Prosper shows concern, I just say, "Prosper, I've got it. Mr. Carey, I need your help."
Very well. Keep Zanfrance safe. Make certain the war mine doesn't get its clutches on it.
I will.
Right. Adieu. And I just like book it after Sakarian.
Piani,
wait for me.
Piani kind of shakes her head a little bit.
Okay. So Piani, you're functionally alone on the ship. Like Wu is doing Wu stuff somewhere. And
I need you to get to the medical bay and just press all the buttons. There's a little sheet that tells you exactly what to do.
Like a laminated plastic sheet.
Just press the buttons in the colored sequence. That'll be fine.
Okay.
And then I want to turn to Pi, who...
Hold on. Before you do that, Higgs, what do you have in your pockets and, like, on your person right now?
A compad... A no grenades, a stun baton, a laser pistol, the laser rifle, a research hard drive, and 5 bullets.
Okay, cool. Nice. Well, you're like personal communicator, and like any like money you had on you, like credits and stuff. When you wake up, you don't have those. They've mysteriously gone missing.
Okay.
Okay. so you can see on the camera feed you have Piani, you can see Wu go in there and just start like messing around with the medical equipment. But yeah, Pi is like, what's going on? Who's that woman? What's happening?
She's a science officer from the ship. Yet, I need you to tell me, how you feeling?
I feel good. Higgs says I'm a god now.
Well, Higgs, yeah, he's not feeling so hot, but more importantly, you know what's happening with the AI, yeah.
Is Higgs alive? Is our guest alive? If they're dead, I think I can resurrect them. That's a thing gods can do, right?
It is, but honey, I don't think you can do it. Not right now, and we have bigger problems to worry about. We've got the water mind, and are you sure you're okay?
I am for now. I managed to hold it off. I think it's distracted. Not operating properly. It's just a piece. Something missing.
What do you mean, a piece?
It's complicated to explain to you in a way you would understand. But it's only part of something bigger. I have that part too, but other things to control it. Warmind can't control it.
You're making me scared.
I think that's what it wanted before, to take me apart. Find the things that it doesn't have.
Pai, I'm not going to let that happen. We want to get you off this ship. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I get you off safely. But we have to figure out a way to stop this thing.
Stop the Warmind? I don't think it can be stopped.
Prosper seems to think that we could possibly unbreak and contain the AI.
Rebreak.
Oh, you want to put it in the dark place again?
Well, we just want to stop it from destroying a planet.
Why? There are lots of planets.
There are, but There's innocence on the planet. There's no reason for life to stop on it.
I'm beginning to think no one is really innocent.
Well, it might be true. That doesn't mean they deserve to die.
I've never met any of them.
You haven't. But you might one day.
Right now, all that matters to me are you and the rest of the members of the crew.
And if that's true, Pry, then don't you think the things that care for us, the things that we care about, are also the things that you care about?
Maybe. I'm not sure what I care about yet. Right now, though, I know this is a bad, bad place for me to be. I can feel it. The Warmind, outside. It's only ignoring me because it's busy. We need to leave.
I'm doing everything I can to make that happen, but We kind of leave in this subspace that we're currently flying in.
Okay. What can I do?
You could tell me if there's a way to stop the ship. But if it means put yourself at risk with the Warmind, then I don't know if I want you to do it.
If we move quickly, maybe. This ship, it's insufficient for what we need. The drive can't sustain the kind of power that the Herodin's heart has, and if we leave while we're in drive space, well, it won't go very well for any of us. So we need to slow the Herodin's heart down, or stop it, if we can. Then I could get away. We all could.
Can you help me to stop the ship?
Not from here. Not with the Warmind out there waiting. It's too dangerous. I don't want to.
Can he help me if I'm not on the ship?
Where are you going?
Wherever I can do this from.
I can talk to you.
Okay. Let me talk to the rest of the crew.
Are you going to leave me alone with Wu again?
Do you like Wu?
I don't know if that's the word I would use.
Well, he hasn't done anything bad to you, has he?
No. I don't think he knows how computers work.
I think he's quite the jackass personally, but he seems to know his way around a ship. Tell me otherwise if you think not.
You think he's a jackass? You seem to tolerate Higgs okay.
Well, I have a certain love for Higgs. I can't quite explain it. You know, one morning I want to wake up and I want to slap him upside the head. The next morning, you know, I want to give him a hug. It's the relationships that we form, Pi.
I understand. Tolerance is important. I can tolerate Wu. For now. And then there's like a little like winky smiley on the display you're looking at.
Don't give me the passive aggressive winky smiley, Pi.
I won't shoot him with the lasers if he leaves the ship.
I just ask you this. At least run it by me first.
Can I put him out the airlock? Humans need oxygen, right?
No. Not until you talk to me.
Fine.
I love you.
I love you too.
She kind of thumbs the side of the monitor a little
heart,
bit.
Heart. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Heart and then off. And then okay. I update Prosper on my conversation.
Okay.
And
well, does L'Enfant know how to break the war mind? Did you think to ask that, Peony, or were you just talking about Wu the whole time? Sicarian, wait.
He says that it cannot help us break the AI. So unless we could get some help to do that, I think the best course of action is to slow down the ship.
All right, we are headed for the bridge. We will try to slow down the ship and then... And then, Christ, I don't know.
If we slow down the ship, Pi assures us he can get us off safely.
Leave the ship? No, Piani. No, there's something very important here. We must secure the war mind.
I'm just preparing you for Plan B.
Right, Plan B. Understood. Listen, are your communications open? Can we send communications from in warp space? I think we asked that last time.
No. I mean, no. You can beam them out into drive space, but they're not going to go anywhere.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, can we queue one up in order to, like, be fired off as soon as we drop?
That's very normal. Yeah, the comms burst happens as soon as you're in real space again, and you'll just hit the nearest exchange satellite, and it'll beam to the next ship leaving, which might be, you know, right away.
Yeah. I tell Piani to patch me through to our like comm system so I can queue up a comm back to Cabral.
Okay. In addendum to the one you sent before?
Well, I figured this is the one because finally I've made it back to the Swan Song. We have reestablished comms and stuff, and I'm just saying, yeah, l'esprit de la guerre, you know, est libéré.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's trying to kill L'Enfant and it will destroy Andoni.
Okay.
Stop.
Emergency message. All queued up. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, let's take a break there, and we'll come back for the rest of Operation Shake and Break.
Sounds good. We'll be right back, guys.